This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. As Israel signals it is moving closer to an all-out invasion of the Gaza Strip, a vast network of Hamas tunnels in Gaza is raising risks for Israeli ground troops, with hostages trapped inside posing further challenges. Associated Press correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
A labyrinth of tunnels built by Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip is hiding fighters, weapons, and about 200 hostages captured in Israel. Clearing and destroying tunnels will be crucial to dismantle Hamas, but fighting in urban areas, then moving underground, could strip Israel of technological advantages while giving an edge to Hamas. With hostages inside, it will be even more difficult, with troops required to enter the tunnel system. Israel's warning it will take time to map and destroy the vast network, which according to Hamas is larger than 300 miles, and tunnel battles are difficult to fight. An enemy in a tunnel system can pick where a fight starts and determine how it ends, with ample opportunity for ambush. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
With Israel seemingly on the verge of a full-scale ground invasion of Gaza, the UN Human Rights High Commissioner Saturday warned against such a move, saying it will have catastrophic consequences. In a video address from Geneva Saturday, UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said the bombing Israel carried out in Gaza over the previous 24 hours was the most intense yet, and he said taking out telecommunications in the area put civilians in grave danger. He called for a cessation of hostilities.
Continued violence is not the answer. I call on all parties, as well as third states, in particular those with influence over the parties to the conflict, to do all in their power to de-escalate this conflict and to work towards the goal where Israelis and Palestinians can fully enjoy all human rights and live side by side in peace.
This is the